What are cervicogenic headaches? Headaches that arise from the neck, they can trigger further headaches like migraines, cluster headaches, but only when severe. Cervicogenic means perceived in the head. Today, we're going to be talking about how headaches happen, where they come from, how you can diagnose your own headaches, and how you can fix them yourself as well. My name is Dr. Jeremy Andrews. I'm a doctor of chiropractic, and welcome to episode 29 of the West Chiropractic Podcast. Are you struggling with headaches and you're not sure exactly where they are coming from, and you don't have to wait for a GP to tell you that they're coming from your neck or their tension headaches, migraines? You need to act quickly. They're ruining your day, meaning that you have to stop work, you can't play with the kids, and you've got to go sit in a room for half a day, go to bed and make sure everything dies down. This might be starting to happen more frequently, so once a week or maybe twice a week. And it used to happen sort of once a year. Something is going on with your body and it's trying to tell you something. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, I'm a doctor of chiropractic, and I'm here to tell you what is a cervicogenic headache and what are the differences between a cervicogenic headache, a tension headache, migraines, cluster headaches, and we'll go through all that today as well, and also how you can start to help yourself with these long term. So a cervicogenic headache is, cervicogenic means arising from the neck. So that's a headache that comes from the neck here. It's a referred type pain. So referral patterns are something that chiropractors love. Well, they don't love them, but they're very, very good at understanding where the root cause of the problem is and then solving that long term. The most common thing we see as a referral is sciatica. So sciatica is pain in the legs. So very often people say to us, I've got a shooting pain in the leg, it goes all the way down to the foot, I've got pins and needles, numbness in my foot. So logic would say, well, let's start working on the foot. Let's adjust the foot, let's massage the foot, let's give some exercise to the foot. But with the sciatic pain, there's absolutely no point in doing that because the pain is coming from the base of the spine. Why that's happening, it could be from a disc prolapse, bone out of place, muscle spasm, putting pressure on that nerve. But if we start working on the root of the nerve, we're gonna get much better impact than working on the end of the nerve. There's no point working all the way down there when it's being trapped further up the spine. Same thing with the cervicogenic headache. So the headache arises from the neck. It can be caused by a number of things. So the first one is a disc prolapse in the neck. So if the disc is popping out or it's inflamed, it puts pressure on the nerve that runs all the way around the head, cause problems there. Second thing is any arthritic change in the neck. The neck is one of the most susceptible parts in our body to arthritis, purely because we phone's too long, hunch forward like this, with desk workers, you've only got to go to West Byfleet Station at 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe a bit earlier, 7 o'clock in the morning, look down the platform, 90% of people are on their phones, head roll forwards, causing that posture, forward head carriage. So we need to make sure we're trying to correct that, because any arthritic change can put pressure on the nerves going around the head as well. Third thing is tension in the muscles. So the muscles through here, we have these lovely muscles on the back of our head called suboccipital muscles. We have ones going down the neck here, all the way through here. These are the scalenes, and then you have the upper trap muscles. Who's had a long week at work and you feel very tense around your shoulders? Those are usually the upper trap muscles. And you also have something called the sternocleidomastoid. It comes out right from the base of the ear. So they can refer pattern all the way around the head. Typical referral pattern of these is around the back of the head, all the way around to the back of the eye. People often describe it as someone stabbing a knife in behind their eye, and they get a very fuzzy eye. Usually one side, very, very rare to get both sides at the same time. It's usually one referral pattern around one side. And the fourth one, why this happens, is posture. So I already alluded to it earlier, but the forward head carriage. So if you look from the side here, if I'm on my desk, head carriage like this, it's gonna put a lot of pressure on the muscles, the nerves, and they refer pain around the head as well. That can cause a cervicogenic headache. So how do you know if you've got a cervicogenic headache? So what are the symptoms of a cervicogenic headache? Well, usually they arise from the neck, as I said. So if you've got pain in the neck with a headache, it's usually likely that they're coming from the neck. So again, massaging the head, it might feel nice, but it's not going to cause a long-term fix. So we need to get in there, identify what is causing the neck problem, fix it to take away the pressure from the head. The pattern of referral. So the pattern of referral, as I mentioned, it's usually around the back of the head, goes all the way around here to the back of the eyes. That's very typical of a cervicogenic headache. Migraine headaches, they typically tend to be all over the head or just one side of the head. They usually get things called aura. So aura is like a black spot in the eye. They can be little kaleidoscopes. If you looked in a kid's kaleidoscope and you turn it around, there's little like diamonds and hexagons. They can go through the eye as well. It's very, very difficult to focus on things, sensitivity to sound, sensitivity to light. So that tends to be more of a migraine headache, and it lasts for a long period. It's very slow, consistent, nagging, sometimes followed with vomiting or nausea. Whereas a cluster headache, they're very intense, very pinpoint in certain areas of the head. They can be in just one place, but usually they travel around. They are sort of back to back, kind of like machine gun. So 1 minute, flashes of pain, relax for five, then another minute, and again, you have to lie down. So there's no let up with those. They can be very relentless, on and off, on and off, on and off over a short space of time. And then obviously you've got your cervicogenic headaches and then more of your tension headaches. So they can kind of cross over with a cervicogenic headache because they're kind of one and the same in that it's tension around the body. If it's arising from the neck, we call it cervicogenic. Tension in the head, it's more of a band around here, you know, like a sweatband, John McEnroe, you know, where that's a tennis sweatband. That's very typical of the pain you get with those as well. But they tend to be resolved relatively straightforward as well, unless they're going to develop into more of those more sinister headaches, the migraine or the cluster headaches. Sneezing and coughing. So if you're sneezing and coughing, it's making it worse. Generally, that's more of a cervicogenic headache as well. The pressure from the neck can build up into the head. So it's very difficult to, if you've got a cold or hay fever, you're having one of those headaches, it's very difficult to stop those as well. So we know what a cervicogenic headache is. We know what's causing it. How do you treat it? So this is the most important part. How do we get this fixed ourselves? So two things you can do when you are struggling with a cervicogenic headache is to try and reduce tension in the neck. So if you see my last video, you'll see these exercises more clearly. But the two you're going to do are a chin tuck like this, double chin. Doesn't stay like that, I promise. And then very relaxed. So don't jut the chin forward like this. I'll show you from the side, it's a little bit easier. So don't do this. It's purely to here, hold for 2 seconds and relax. Hold for 2 seconds and relax. Hold for 2 seconds and relax. Try and do that 10 to 15 times, repeat 3 times 3. Second exercise, head tilt. So popping the head back like this and hold and then relax. Hold. And then relax. If you've got a headache at the time, it may exacerbate the symptoms. So play around with this one, just be careful with it. Third exercise, just relaxing the head to the side, very gently pull like this, rotate the head through, rotate the head back like this, nice and gentle, side to side. It's gonna help all those neck muscles, taking pressure off those areas. So really important we try those as well. This one, traction wedge, okay? Really nice piece of kit, you can see it here. You're gonna lie on this, put it on a hard surface at home. It's gonna stretch the head back in the best position, take all the pressure off the neck. It wants to go just below the shoulders, so I'm a little bit too high up there. So I'm gonna just come up a little bit here, let that head drop all the way back. Now don't do this when you've got a neck pain or any sort of headache. It's gonna exacerbate it, so only do it when you're just relaxed, there's no problems. Let the head come up slowly, bring it up like this, very gently come up. You've got a back pain, you want to roll onto the side like this, legs come off, push, 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 push like this. Hold the tummy tight, squeeze the glute muscles, really important to do that. And then one of the most important things you can do is see a chiropractor. Of course I say that, I'm a blooming chiropractor. But it is really, really effective at helping with headaches. So the reason is we take pressure off the joints around the neck, which takes pressure off the nerves, which allow the nerves to start breathing, more flexibility, taking pressure off those headaches. So we do get some amazing results with headaches. We need to understand what's causing them first, identify how to fix that, and then we can start resolving the symptoms. So talk to us, send me a WhatsApp in the link below, and I can talk to you about how we help people with headaches. And the other thing is your desk setup. So if you are desk space, you need to make sure that your chin is tucked in like this, your shoulder blades to roll back, your core is nice and strong like this, so you're really taking pressure off. Let me move away a little bit here so that you're upright like this. We also need to make sure knees below the hips, no good having them up like this, it's gonna put a lot of pressure on your back. Make sure that bum is all the way back, shoulders glued back, pull the keyboard nice and close, make sure the screen is at eye level, top of the screen at eye level, ping it in like this. It's gonna be very uncomfortable, very unnatural to start with. If you're struggling with that, send me a photo of your positioning at home and I can show you exactly what you need to do and where you need to be. I can draw some lines on it and I can give you some advice of what you need to do to change that as well. So those are the things that I would suggest to start treating those cervicogenic headaches at home. And also, it sounds silly, but keep yourself hydrated. Not with gin and tonics, although I do love a gin and tonic on the weekends. Water. Water is really, really important. You need to try and drink at least a liter a day of water to try and hydrate your body. That'll take a lot of pressure off your headaches as well. Okay, so there we go. Some things to start with to getting treating with those cervicogenic headaches. If you want any more advice, please let me know. As I said, the WhatsApp link is below there. So send me a WhatsApp. I can give you some more tailored and specific things to do. Please, as always, if you like this video, then share it with your friends. Please subscribe to the channel. It really helps us to help more people like yourselves that are struggling. Thank you.